The first picture that many Europeans got of the New World was itself partly a work of imagination. In 1507, Martin Waldseemüller laid out the mysterious continent as a rag at the western fringe of the world. He called this previously untitled land America. The Library of Congress recently bought the only surviving copy of this huge map for $10 million. In our first story today by Andrea Murray of WETA, that map's conservators pieced together what the map meant to 16th century Europeans.
What we do here is treat rare materials and collections.
Map conservator Heather Wanzer works in a room a little like a high school science lab, with its rows of long workbenches and small glass bottles of chemicals. On one table, she's laid out 12 black and white photocopies in a checkerboard pattern. It forms a reproduction of the historic Waldseemüller map.
The baptismal map, or the christening of our continent. This is incredibly exciting.
The 4.5 by 8 foot map is a woodblock print decorated with Latin script and with pictures of elephants over unexplored Africa. Think Hollywood pirate movie, and you'll get the idea.
That the paper is in such extraordinarily good condition. It was a gentleman by the name of Johann Schoner, who was an astronomer geographer of the time, mounted it into a book. We certainly should be grateful that he did so, because it offered it such wonderful protection.
Well, it says, these islands were discovered by Columbus.
The library's chief maps curator, John Hebert, says it was Waldseemüller himself who christened the newly mapped continent. He coined the name America in tribute to explorer Amerigo Vespucci. Vespucci reached the New World after Columbus, but it was his descriptions of his journeys that helped capture Europe's imagination. Vespucci was the first person to pronounce this unknown land to be an entirely separate continent.
And Vespucci had the great ability to be a great writer, or at least his writings would get in press. He had written letters back to Italy. His letters were then printed and were then spread throughout Europe.
Vespucci wrote about what he knew, which wasn't very much. Explorers hadn't reached very far beyond America's eastern edge, so Waldseemüller drew America as a winding salamander-like mass, and over it he wrote the phrase terra ultra incognita, the edge of what we know. So the Waldseemüller map wasn't accurate, but it was revolutionary. Just imagine the sudden appearance of a whole new continent.
Up to this point in time, the world, as we conceive of Europe, Asia, and Africa, thought of the world as its central focus. You know, we're now striking at authority. We're now striking at canons, because up to this point in time, it was understood the world was set. What happens when this new area, completely unknown, emerges to them? And of course, in this case, Ptolemy, the great authority up to that point in time for over 500 years, slides off into the ocean as the new map makers, the Waldseemüller's forward, begin to show what the world really looked like. It's an incredible change taking place on this particular map.
Copies of the map found their way across Europe. Waldseemüller had made 1,000 prints. Soon maps became a kind of status symbol. His maps hung in aristocratic homes as a sign of their owner's worldliness. Map conservator Heather Wanzer.
Waldseemüller's intention was that it would be displayed as a wall map. He even referenced the fact that a lot of people probably did not have the space to accommodate it, and he recognized that its large size was going to be a problem for a lot of people.
Maps also indicated a kind of pride in ownership. Explorers were roaming the globe, looking to claim undiscovered lands for their monarchs. A person could point to one of the royal crests scattered across the map and say, this land belongs to our empire. This is now a part of who we are.
As early as we can tell, maps begin by staking out someone's property. And the very first map we have is a small clay tablet from the Tigris-Euphrates, which shows land ownership along the Tigris-Euphrates River. That is my property. That's not yours.
In the 21st century, there are no undiscovered continents to claim. Our planet has been exhaustively and precisely mapped by satellites. But as in 1507, our view of the world will change.
We'll have an earthquake, we'll have a volcano, or we'll lose a structure or two in as we've done recently, and that changes the face of the Earth that, as we know it, and humans' activities on it. As a boy from Louisiana, the Mississippi River doesn't listen to people who make maps. It always waits for the next flood to change its boundaries and locations, and maps are necessary to record where was the boundary.
All maps become outdated, Hébert says, and that's why we need to preserve them as a record of a moment in time and of a bygone world. For Studio 360, I'm Andrea Murray.